logisje. Maybe let me just check if there are apologies from the members. I'm told Honorable Kekana is on her way, coming to the meeting. I guess all of us are here. I don't see Mabilo. Do you have an apology for him? Okay. Okay. And Honorable Mabika is attending another meeting. we have got lots of apologies here. Let me start with the apology from there is a written apology here from the DG, who together with the Shoni, the DDG for Biodiversity and Conservation, are attending COP13 in China. COP13 of UNWCD in Ordos, China. And then we've got another apology from the minister. Which we received this morning at 9 o'clock. I just want to read this apology so that we can come back to it. The above mentioned matter refers, by direction of Dr. B.E. Molewa, Minister of Environmental Affairs, kindly be informed that Minister Molewa will not be in a position to attend the meeting of the Portfolio Committee this morning. Therefore, said aforementioned apology arises out of the fact that our minister is an urgent family commitment that she has to attend to this morning and during the course of the day. The minister's brother's son, who was actually brought up by the minister, was shot 3 days ago. He is currently fighting for his life in hospital, and minister wants to be literally there to give him support as he will be going to theater today for major surgery. It will be appreciated if Minister Molewa's apologies are accordingly conveyed to the chairperson. And then we have got another apology of a deputy minister who's attending Cabinet Committee on Social Protection, Community and Human Development. And then there is a letter that we received from the chairperson of the board, which I didn't want to respond to because it related to the decision of the committee, so I thought the committee is best placed to respond to this letter. It is on the second item that we are going to deal with in the program. And the letter is reading as follows. Briefing by the entire South African Weather Services Board on the detailed report on why they should not be held liable for the fruitless and wasteful expenditure following their decision to terminate the services of the former CEO on the 2nd of November 2016. Thank you for the invitation that was sent to my office on the 30th of August, extending an invitation to the whole board of the South African Weather Service to appear before the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Environmental Affairs on the 5th of September 2017. Upon receiving your letter, I informed the Minister of Environmental Affairs, the Honorable Dr. Edna Molewa, as protocol dictates. Upon my discussion with the Honorable Minister, we concluded that it would not be feasible for the entire board to attend the scheduled Parliamentary Portfolio Committee meeting, as there is an already scheduled board calendar of meetings agreed upon between the stakeholder and the board. Your invitation falls outside those scheduled dates. Moreover, the board members already have scheduled meetings, and this invitation clashes with pre-arranged meetings. However, if it is acceptable to yourself, myself, as the chairperson of the board, together with the chairperson of SOS Human Resource Committee, are prepared to attend the portfolio committee meeting as scheduled by you. So there is another letter from the board. So we've got a couple of apologies, honorable members. I don't know where to start. In terms of our program, we were supposed to receive an explanation by the minister on the statement issued by the department, by the spokesperson of the department, regarding the interaction between the portfolio committee and the department on the granting of permission to mine within the Mapula protected environment. And then after that, we were supposed to get a report from the board on the reasons why Parliament should not demand that members of the board responsible for the decision to pay in their individual capacity the fruitless and wasteful expenditure. And then the minister was also going to brief us on the interaction with the board. So those were the items for today. And it looks like on both items, the minister's presence was required. So we have got a situation now, honorable members. I don't know how are we going to proceed. I see you raising your hand on the apologies. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. On the Minister's apology, Chair, she did say while she is not here, she requests that the committee allows us as the department to read out her written responses and explanations on the matter, on both the Mapula media statement as well as her interaction with the board on termination of former CEO's contract. So, Chair, I thought I should just put in that request to be considered.
Okay. Let me just explain what we did last week. Both of these matters were scheduled last year, last term, not both of them. The second one on the source board. So we had to schedule it, if members remember. We had to postpone this matter because we received a letter from the minister that she would like to be present when we discuss this matter. In fact, I just saw the letter now. It looks like it's not dated. Yeah, there's a letter in your package that the minister wrote to the committee. This letter seems like it's not dated. But it was responding to the letter that we sent to the chair of the board on the 10th of May, wherein we communicated the decision of the committee. So the minister wrote us this letter to say that she would like to be present, and actually she gave us an explanation about what happened. Now, what we did is that last week we wrote a letter, because if members will remember, the first item was supposed to have been dealt with 3 weeks ago. We invited the DG to come and give us an explanation because we thought all the officials in the department are reporting to the Director General. She's the accounting officer. So she couldn't give us that explanation because we got a letter that the minister is the one who directed that statement must be issued, and she would like to explain to the committee if we wanted to do that, to come and explain. So we moved that item to last week. We wrote a letter to the minister. Last week, on the morning of the meeting, we got a letter of apology that there was an urgent family commitment that came, and the minister was not going to come and explain, as she has committed herself to come and explain to the committee. So we moved that item to this week. Now, again this week, on the morning of the meeting, 30 minutes before we could start, there is another letter explaining the reasons why the minister will not be coming to the meeting. Now, last week on Thursday, was it Thursday, Friday? Thursday, when we wrote the letter. Yeah, last week on Thursday, we sent a letter to the minister to say that we have moved the item from Tuesday. It's coming in this week on Tuesday. So we have moved it from last week Tuesday. It's coming this week. And we said that we request that the minister must come as she committed herself to come and explain, because we don't want to keep this matter on our program anymore. We want to finalize it today. That's what we said to her. So we said that any further postponement of the item is not going to be possible, because it is going to congest the rest of our program. We also invited again on the issue of the source board, and also reminded her that this matter had to be postponed from last term. In fact, if you look at the correspondence, we started engaging with this matter at the beginning of the year. So we had to postpone it because she was not available. So we said we are going to deal with this matter this week, today, and we don't want to postpone it. So if she could still, if she could please come, and so that we are able to dispose of this matter. So that's what we did on Thursday. Now, what is worrying is that this letter that I was reading does not make any mention of the letter that we wrote to the minister on Thursday, stating that we'll not be able to postpone this item, both of them. It doesn't even acknowledge that our correspondence was received. There is another explanation that is offered for non-attendance. And my problem is that every time we have to dispose of items, we get requests that we must wait, that the minister must be present. Both the source board and this one, and when we are supposed to get an explanation, the minister is not available. We get letters now for the third time. Even 3 weeks ago, we got a letter of apology in the morning of the meeting. Last week it was the same. Today is still the same. Now I've got a problem with this. I don't know what is the view of the members, but I've got a problem because, first of all, we can't talk to the letters. We can't talk to correspondence. I appreciate the fact that the COO is of the department is here to read the letters. But you see, you can only read the letters, you can't give the explanation. If the members ask the questions, you will not be able to respond to those questions. They will require the minister to come here and respond. And it's not necessary for the letters to be read. You can circulate and the members can actually read for themselves. But out of reading, there are questions that will be asked and you won't be able to answer those questions. Because the minister herself said that she wants to come and explain. So that is my problem with this matter. And you know what we are dealing with is not just simple matters. For instance, the first item, we want to get an explanation here because this statement was issued in response to what members of the committee were saying. Now, it has never happened, I mean, in my short space as a member of parliament, both in the provincial legislature and here, and also after having observed how parliament works, it's actually uncalled for members of parliament to be attacked for what they say in a meeting and to be ridiculed. I mean, I was looking at that statement, I was shocked that members could be so insulted just like that for expressing a view, a concern in a meeting of a committee. So it's not just a simple thing, it's quite a serious thing because it goes to the heart of accountability and respect for Parliament. I mean, all these honorable members here are elected representatives of the people. They come here, they do their work. Somebody else just go out and say, these ones are just bluffing, insults them in a public media release. So it's not just a simple thing, it's quite a serious matter which we wanted the DG, first of all, but then the DG said it's the minister. Now the minister is not keen to come and explain this. And she did commit that she's going to explain this matter. The second issue, it's also quite a serious issue that we are dealing with here, of what we think is a fruitless and wasteful expenditure, a decision that was taken, were not taken on board, not even sensitized about this thing. It happened almost a week after the board appeared before us. We read about it in the media. No due process followed. Money just being utilized as if where the resources are coming from, they are limitless. No due process, nothing. And we ask an explanation, explanation delays from coming, and so we're dealing with these two matters which are so much important for the work that we do here in Parliament as holding the executive to account, as making sure that the public money are spent properly, that people do not use the money as if it's their own, that they can utilize them in whatever way that they can. So that is the issue, honorable members. That is the background. But I must say that I'm so disappointed now because I feel that it's like we are not being taken seriously as a committee. As members of parliament, we are not. We can't do our work. I mean, really, if there was a need, because this matters require the minister to attend. Last week, Thursday already, when the letter from us was received, there could have been a response to say, we'll not be able to come. We could have cancelled this meeting or rescheduled, identified some other items that doesn't require the minister, and rearrange our program. But now we get this thing in the morning. So it's like we are treated as a by-the-way thing. Oh, by the way, I should have been there, so ish. Okay, Errol, just write the letter, tell them I can't come. We get a letter 30 minutes before the start of the meeting. I mean, this is really uncalled for. And then on the source issue also, which I want us to discuss it after discussing this one. Because there we're told that your invitation falls outside the scheduled meetings that has been agreed to between the stakeholder, shareholder and the board. So here we are told that we must ask for the schedule of meetings, and then we must invite all the board members on the day that they are scheduled for a meeting. So we can't invite the board to come at any time that Parliament wants us to invite them, or our schedule allows. So we must wait where they are having a meeting. Probably we must ask where is the venue, and then take flights or whatever is outside Cape Town to go to those, to that meeting, to beg to meet with the board. I mean, this is really not on, honorable members. I mean, this is I can't believe this thing. I really can't believe this treatment is bad, bad. I mean, it's almost as if we're an irritation. It's almost as if the committee is an irritation to the work that people are doing. Okay, maybe let me just open for members to comment on this thing. Honorable Edward.
Thank you, Jay. I just want to say that I agree with the fact that if the minister wanted to come and explain herself, then I don't know, the letter won't suffice, I'm sorry. So I'm trying to back you on that one.
Honorable Edwards, Pardon?
Honorable Chair, I want to share your disappointment at the meeting. I think, as you said, our duty is clear. You know, we're here to hold the executive to account. And this treatment is disrespectful, to say the least. It's not to us as individual members, but it's disrespectful to Parliament. It's a slap in the face for Parliament. And it's unacceptable. And apologies, the morning of the meeting, it's just unacceptable. I cannot emphasize it. As far as the deputy minister, I would like to know when last she did attend. I mean, we've got these apologies from the minister, but every single time, deputy minister, not here, deputy minister, I didn't even know what she looks like because she never comes here. And I certainly agree with you that we don't read the letters because we can't engage. So I agree with you on that one. And this letter from South African Weather Services with the scheduling of meetings, I can't find the words. It's disgraceful. It's a slap in the face for Parliament. Let's take the personalities out. Chair, I don't know what measures you can take, but I would propose the strongest measures you can take to hold these people to account. We cannot accept this.
Okay, Honourable Kikan.
Thank you, Chairperson, and members and colleagues. I'm the first person to raise the hands, Chair. You didn't see me. But my please that to you, Chair. Let's allow the commitment of the minister because they raised the issue. It is a commitment. We don't know the time who come. Let wait for the time. I know it's hard, but the minister's commitment, and they give us the letters. Thanks.
Well, you mean the what commitment?
The commitment of the minister is that they give you
the reasons for the apology.
For apology, okay. Because we don't know how. Thanks.
Honorable Khadim.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Our prayers as a portfolio committee, as well as the thoughts, are with the minister as he's going through this difficult time, where she's attending to her son and she's going to go through the medical process. Our prayers are with her. I think that needs to be recorded. The points that we have raised as a portfolio are critical that we get the comments of the minister. As you've quite pointed correctly, Chairperson, it won't help to have the letters read to us as members, because we would like to engage with the contents of the letters and get responses from the minister. As previously it was stated that you want to come and explain to the portfolio the reasons that led to the first instance of the decision that was taken by the portfolio, and only to find that the official of the department is rubbishing all the resolution that were taken by the portfolio, which we find as insulting as the members of the portfolio. So we wanted to know, actually, who gave that mandate? Is it the CEO as an accounting officer, or the DG as an accounting officer, or it was a political segment which rubbish the resolution of the portfolio? It's critical that we get that explanation as a portfolio member. And the other very important, which deals with the management of the entities of the department. We want to know what transpired, why the CEO was fired before the end of the term. On top of that, to be given further payment, we want to get clarity on those issues, which are political decisions that were taken. So it won't help if the letters are read to us, because we would like to engage in a minister or whoever took those decisions. So, Chairperson, in short, we are fully in support of what you've just said. We were not just speaking for you as the individual, but we were speaking on behalf of the portfolio. We would like to engage the minister to understand. Probably she will have answers for all the decisions in the 20, even the issue of Babola. We would like to get to the bottom of that. What transpired to overturn the ABC decision that was taken previously not to allow mining in that environment, protected environment? What then the new ABC information that was given to her or to him to make such a decision to allow mining in the water catchment area? So those are political decisions that we would like to engage as the politicians. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Nyam.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, can we note maybe the written report that is coming from the minister, but we also stick to the first letter that she said she wanted to be present so that she can give us the report. And maybe we can get availability from her, that she must commit herself to be available so that she can give us the report. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Makwe.
Chair, perhaps let me join those colleagues who are saying that perhaps the apology today is sound, and I'm not going into the other apologies. I'm just saying the apology that we received today, I think it is sound. Perhaps the issue, as you raised it, how the apologies come to us, because if it gets to here in the morning, the meeting already is sitting, so we're caused to discuss it. Unlike if, for instance, it was foreseen, let's say yesterday or last night, to say there will be this surgery today and therefore the meeting somewhat is cancelled or something like that, so that we don't even come to speak. But if the shooting was done, was happened about 3 days ago or something like that, perhaps it was not foreseen what will happen. I take it that that apology may be accepted if we were to be objective, but raise the concern that where possible, let's receive the apologies in good time, in reasonable time, so that we know what else we may need to do. Chair, coming to the actual issues, my understanding is that the minister had sent the team or this delegation to satisfy our desire to discuss the issues and conclude today, as we might have said in the correspondence, that it was not going to be postponed for them to read out what she, what represents her. So it's our decision to then say, or insistence to say, in as much as she wanted to be here initially, we still believe we need her to be here by herself, and then be able to say the delegation or the team may not necessarily serve that full purpose to have the discussion concluded, because in the event questions are raised, we are not satisfied with the presentation, then it means that will not be somewhat accommodated, will not be covered. And therefore, like I take it, she wanted to be here herself, to talk to that or present by herself and even be answerable to those issues. Perhaps we may still need to insist on that, that when that time arrives, we'll get into those particular issues. However, I wanted to separate Chair. Talking to or accounting to both the issues ultimately and the interpretation of what the letter from says, because the chairperson is here, says on that paragraph that we referred to. I'm just saying after I conclude the discussion, my view will be that perhaps the chairperson talks to the paragraph that we were, you were, we're reading on the apology, so that we get to understand what it means, because the board is here, at least in terms of the chairperson, even if it's not the entire board. and therefore, I take it that in this meeting, what we're saying, other than those few things we can attend to, we are saying the meeting will therefore not proceed. Because it's not structured as we as per our request, and any other engagements can be done with the minister in terms of the future scheduling of another meeting, the logistics, whether indeed the entire board will be here or whether she will be here to talk to the issue itself. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you very much, members. I think with regard to the first item, I hear members saying that we must insist that the minister must come and as she originally committed herself, she must come and offer us this explanation that we are looking for regarding this media statement. And members are saying that we must therefore get an indication from the minister when will she be available. Maybe slightly just to amend it to say we must give the minister a date and then she must come on the date that we have given, Remember, it doesn't work the other way around. We don't go around chasing the diary of the minister. We determine the date, and for the department or whoever who's supposed to come and account to us to come. So we will do that. I think the latest we can postpone this thing is to next week, Tuesday, or an earlier date. Not later than that, because next week also will let me just check. Next week Parliament is rising on Thursday. Next week is the last week for Parliament to sit here. So we can't afford to postpone this thing to the next parliamentary term. So we will do that. And may I please say to those who work with the minister in the department, next time you bring us an apology 30 minutes before, we are not going to read, we are not even going to accept that apology. It's undermining this committee. You don't wake up in the morning knowing, oh, I'm supposed to go to a meeting, quickly draft an apology and send it through. We are not going to work like that, from whichever quarter it comes from. So the message must be that this committee must be taken serious. It must be the last time that we receive this kind of correspondence. We sent a letter last week. We were supposed to receive a response last week and not to wait until the last minute and to send the letters. I did receive a call yesterday, but I was about to board a flight, so I couldn't pick up. The captain was asking us to switch off the phone, so I had to switch it off. I don't know, probably it was also this apology. But the principle should be that when we get correspondence, we must respond to the correspondence in time and not wait until the last minute. So that's how we are concluding this matter. We are concluding it like that because we are human beings, we understand, and we have got a lot of empathy for what the minister is going through now with his son. So we understand that, and we are not being unreasonable. But normally this type of things, you anticipate and you indicate well in advance that I may not be able to come. So let's look for a proper date or an alternative date. So I'm sure the minister didn't take that decision this morning to go to the surgery or to the hospital to be there. So it was taken some time back. So that's just what we are saying, is that all of us have got a job to do, and we must be allowed to do this job. We have been elected to come here to represent the people, to do what we are doing now. So we must be allowed to do that and be taken serious. So that's how we are concluding this matter. We might have to convene something urgently, but that must not be later than Tuesday next week. So Tuesday, we can't afford to have this matter going into the next parliamentary term. We have to dispose of this thing, get all the explanation, deal with the matter and close it. Develop some kind of an understanding on how we we interact with the department. We are not even going to the decision on the granting, because that is another matter that we still have to come back to. We did an oversight. We could not conclude the process. We advised that the matter is before court, so we had sort of suspended. So the committee does not have a view at this stage about the decision to grant mining activities there, because we have to conclude the process first before we develop a view. But the issue that we have is this statement, which is uncalled for, unwarranted, and out of order. Completely, completely out of order. We want to get an explanation on that. So we are done with that part. Oh, okay. There is a hand. Are you contesting the summary of the chair?
Definitely not, Chair.
Okay.
It's Paul Daphne, Chief of Staff to Minister Molewa. Chair, I just wanted to say we will engage with the Minister in her diary for a suitable date. I should just flag to the committee that Minister is departing over the weekend to China for a UNCCD meeting. So that date will either have to be before or after she gets back from that mission. But we will engage with Minister and with her diary team in order to find that. Thank you, sir.
So the minister is, see, this is a problem of chasing the diaries of, so basically for the entire term, this third term of parliament, the minister can't engage with the committee. It's either commitments, family commitment, this commitment, cabinet, international trip. So we must work around the diary of the minister. Looks like that, even when there are urgent matters like this. So okay, we will look at the program, consult. We may, I know Thursday is party caucuses. Wednesday, tomorrow afternoon, the Deputy President is answering questions. Maybe we might have to meet immediately after the sitting tomorrow, just to deal with this matter at 6. The sitting starts at 3, so we might have to look at the possibility of having a portfolio committee meeting tomorrow at 6 in the evening. Or I don't know how are the other members with their caucuses. Thursday is also possible that we might meet in the morning. But we'll look into that. It's just unfortunate that we have to work like this to, you know, scramble around for a suitable date to accommodate the minister. But it's fine. We'll do it like that. Tomorrow in the afternoon at 6, tentatively, until we finalize. So let's just take it that we will meet with the minister tomorrow, because next week she's not around. Okay. On the second item, Maybe let's just request the chair probably to explain this letter, because I couldn't believe that the letter is from the chairperson of the board of an entity that is accountable to the committee. So maybe the chair must just explain to us what is really happening here, saying that we must work around the diary of the board, look for the meetings, and okay, chair. Okay, that's explanation, members. How do you receive invite? Because this matter was on our revised program for now 2 weeks. The letter was just a formality. Normally we don't even send out letters of invitation. Once we have scheduled something on our program, the department and all the entities just respond to the program. We don't. We just issue that letter as just an emphasis that we have to be here. We don't normally do that. Next week we are appearing for the quarterly report. All the entities and the department, we have not issued any letter, and I know that that's how we have been working. As when the matter is on the program, people just come to. It's because it's in the program. I'm sure that the board is preparing for the quarterly reports to appear next week. There is no letter that is sent to the board or anybody. It's just in our program. So I don't think the chair should use the letter as an excuse. It was just in addition to what this matter has been in our program, the revised one, 2 weeks ago. So unless you want to tell us that you don't get communication from the committee, chair.
I do get the communication from the committee from time to time. But as I've tried to explain it, I'm not the executive person. I don't sit in
most of the time when I'm out on other businesses that I do, I get the communication late. So this one was flagged to me because of the correspondence that came. Before, with the program as it is said, my understanding was that the chairperson will represent the board. But when the letter came, it emphasized that I must bring the whole board. Hence, I responded in the manner in which I responded. But it is not an issue that I don't receive. It was my probably poor understanding of that independent issue. The committee is supposed, when we come here, I represent the whole board. So when I received the letter, then I knew that you wanted the whole board. Hence, I responded.
Okay. So where is the CEO?
The CEO was on leave. He has just come back from Switzerland. So he is represented by the acting CEO, Mr. Miguel Ndabala.
Okay. Mr. Mtawambi, you get the correspondence from the committee, you don't inform the chairperson of the board. Because the program has always been saying the entire board. I mean, it's not something that is only came from the letter. It was always there. You know, we dealt with the same thing last week, Smangaliso. The chair of the board received information on a Saturday. The management did not give that information to the board. So is this the case also with the management of SOS?
Good morning. Good morning, Honorable Chair, and good morning, Honorable Members. Chair, I would like to investigate this matter because I don't understand why it got to the discussions so late. So I might not have seen it myself or something that might have happened. I request that the Chair I investigate this matter, which could be compromising the Chair, also the relationship with us, with the committee, so that I can get what exactly happened. My apologies, I don't have the answer now because I thought maybe it has only come now. So can we just respond to it after I got the facts right, Chair? Thank you.
Okay. Anything from the members before we determine a way forward? You know, ever since we started dealing with the board, this new board, there's been problems, Chair. It's either there is a deliberate undermining of the committee or there is a complete misunderstanding and just general incompetence. Every time we ask for something, it does not come exactly the way we wanted it from the board. Starting with this matter, the first time we wanted to get an explanation, we struggled to get that explanation. Just had a one-pager, and we said we want the board to explain. And then there was another three-pager that came. And then we deliberated. When we were supposed to get a response from the board, because we said the board must give us reasons, then there was a request for extension to say the board is meeting a week after the day that we set as a deadline. When the board meets, we don't get the explanation. We are told that the minister must give us an explanation. I mean, this thing is not on. I think unless this board thinks that it's just a law unto itself, it's not accountable because it has got the protection from the powers that be. Why should we accept this situation? You are now here, you have brought a delegation from the board. Quite clearly the meeting is not going to proceed. There are costs that are involved in here. And this is public money that we're talking about. We, in the first instance, have got an issue about money that was paid, that there was no value that was derived from that payment. And this thing just persists, just like that. It just persists. This program, when we came back from Devon to do the public hearing, we finalized it the week thereafter, not the week after the public hearings. So the program was there, which was when? 2 weeks ago. So it has always been clear, even when we revised the program. In fact, this date we did not change. This date was never changed. And even the item itself was never changed. We resolved last term, actually, in the second term, that we want to meet with the entire board. There's never been a question about whether we want the chair or who do we want. That's what we resolved. In fact, we resolved in the presence of the chair, if you remember the chairperson. We were at the venue there on the other side. We resolved that we want the entire board to appear. Now, these things, there is no confusion about what we want. We want the entire board to be able to explain themselves what is the situation, because they couldn't explain to us even when they had a board meeting. So I really don't know, you know. You know, dealing with the source board has been some experience which I don't really like, because you make us appear as if we are very unreasonable. Every time we meet with the board, there is something that doesn't go right from the beginning. Every time we ask this, it doesn't come. We insist, we get excuses, we get requests for postponements and this and that. So it's quite an unpleasant interaction with this board of source. If I had the powers, I was going to say this board is too incompetent, it must just be dissolved. Because it doesn't do what the elementary things that are supposed to do. We don't always ask you to come to Parliament to come and account. I mean, we ask you only once in a term to say, come in 3 months, come and explain. This matter has been on the table. At least the least you could do, give us the rationale why you took this decision, which we were not able to take. You told us there in the meeting that there was a breakdown of relation when that was not even part of your report. So I don't know, you know, I think we also have to get the board members to come, all of them. I don't think we must be told that we must work around their diaries and this and that. These people are performing public duties. They've been appointed to the board and they take decisions on behalf of the people of this country. They must come and account here in Parliament. Their decisions there are leading to the expenditure of funds, which we think is fruitless and wasteful, because there is no value that has been derived from that decision. So, my view is that we must insist that the board must come here. The entire board must come to account here to members of Parliament, to Parliament, on this decision that they've taken, which was a split decision, which shows that the board was highly divided. We want to get the individual explanation of this decision from the board members. The minister will also explain as a shareholder or as a representative of the shareholder or as an authority where the board is accounting. But we want to hear the board, what the board has to say. So I think we must insist. And if they are not willing to come, we must find a way legally to make them to come and account here. That is my view. I don't know what members think about this. Honorable Khadel.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think you have covered me on the issue of the board. If we summon them to appear, or if we want them to appear for before the portfolio committee, they need to come and account. There will be no reason that they will be only represented by the chairperson. That's not a good enough reason not for them to come and appear before the portfolio committee. So you have covered me on that one. The other issue, it seems to me there is sort of like a communication breakdown when it comes to the information that is coming from the portfolio. I think the CEO has given us his word that he will do the thorough investigation. I hope that the report will be also tabled to us as a portfolio committee member to see, because really it's a problem for the portfolio. We get frustrated even when it comes to the issue of presentation. On the day of the presentation, that's when the information is disseminated to the members. And we always labor on this issue saying that we need the presentation or whatever information well in advance so that we prepare ourselves, we do the necessary research. And then when it comes to the day of the meeting, we are thoroughly prepared. So what you are saying is totally correct. It's not like you are expressing your own view. That's the view of the portfolio. We've been saying this since I came in as a member of this portfolio, of the information that needs to be given to the portfolio on time so that we prepare ourselves. And it seems as now and then, even like you mentioned last week in Simangali, so it appears that the chair of the board was given the information on Saturday, and it was, and then at that point he needed to convene the meeting of the board on Sunday. So they were not prepared. So there seems to be that breakdown that needs to be sort of like cleared. And I hope that the acting CEO will give us that information to see where is the bottleneck. Chair, we concur what you've just said. Thank you.
Okay. Number two.
Chair, I thought once we have established that paragraph 3 of the letter does not mean what it says, I thought then we've got no problem. Because in the main, it was like we could not have these meetings unless the board is available at its own discretion. But now, our interaction with the board is as we understand it, and so on. And probably, although it states that it was a shared view with the minister, probably that's how the minister as well understand it. So, to me, it's like that meeting is still going to be scheduled as we have understood it all along. So the issue of the short notice, maybe the issue that may need to be handled as the information seems to have gone to the committee, to the board, a bit late. I'm not sure what it means in terms of a reasonable time. But once we have established where the challenges are in terms of communication, we can then have a properly scheduled meeting to still dispense with this particular matter. Thanks.
Do you have a CEO? Do you have an explanation about Simangali's? We ask that we must be explained to what happened last time, because it's the same as this one as well. Why the programs are not getting to the... We've got too many people who come to the meetings. I mean, why are they not sharing the information of the program with the people concerned?
Chair, the acting CEO of EC Mongoliso last week, Terry, did take responsibility for informing the chair late, only on the Saturday morning. I thought that explanation sufficed, although not acceptable to the board that she gave the information late to the chair. We as a department will ensure that if we disseminate the information to the entities, that we also disseminate it to the boards with that, so that we make sure that the information reaches them in time.
If I may add, Chair, I think on the issue of the program, maybe we need to take the responsibility as well as the department, because our understanding is when it said a source board, we took it the same way as when it says the department, we bring representatives. We didn't have that. I think Chair clarified now that it was clarified in meetings, so I would then accept that maybe from the department side, and with the understanding that we had with the different entities, was when it requires the board, you could just bring the representatives, but always ensure that the chairperson is there. But I think, Chair, now that has been clarified, and we will then correct that going forward together with the intervention that Rian is highlighting, that we would then ensure that we also communicate directly with the boards. Initially, we communicated with the executives and then trusted them to communicate further with the boards.
Well, I'll ask for explanation. Remember last week we wanted to find out what happened. We need to get an explanation, which is in writing, what has happened. I don't think we just took it from what the acting CEO was saying. You can't just come and apologize and don't explain to us what happened. So that's what we said we needed to find out from the department, because apparently the information came late from the department. So that's what we said needed to be done. You see, on this one, the program has always been very clear. In the program it says the entire board is expected to attend. It's there in the program of the committee, unless you didn't get the program. It has always been like that. The entire board was expected to attend this meeting. There was no ambiguity about that. So let's also find an explanation what happened on this one, because all the different versions of the programs are available. We can check on the program of the committee. So we the CEO is not back in office yet. He's in the office. Okay. All right. So we will then schedule another meeting. So I guess that meeting is going to be in the next term. Fourth term. This matter arose in the second term. We didn't finalize it then. We are now on the second term. Third term, we are not able to finalize it. We are going to the fourth term to finalize this matter. So it's in our program now. Three programs that will be dealing with this. I hope there will be no need for us to summon the board. But I can assure you, if it is necessary, we will summon the board to come here, to come and explain. But I'm sure at this stage it's not necessary, but I think the committee says if it is necessary, we will summon the board. So we will issue, in fact, we don't have to issue an invitation. The chair and the acting chief executive are here. We want the entire board to come. Yeah. And maybe we must indicate to us by end of next week. by Thursday, not by Wednesday next week. Or maybe we should say Tuesday, because Wednesday it's a colloquium, Thursday, we're just dealing with the bill, so we might not have time to look at this one. So I guess by next week, Tuesday, please indicate to us if you've got a problem of having the entire board to come here. Because we're insisting that we want the entire board. If you've got a problem, we need at least the remaining days next week to process the summons to get them, the entire board, to come. Don't laugh, Che.
No, I'm not laughing. I was supposed to see it.
Pardon? Okay. So we need the remaining next week to summons if necessary. So summoning the board is not the first option. If the board refuses to come, we'll definitely summons the board. We are very serious about this thing. We want all of them here to come and give us this explanation that we are looking for. I must say that we are also engaging with the Auditor General on this very matter that we have resolved on a fruitless and wasteful expenditure. So there's been some correspondence exchanged, but nothing final has come out of that. So it looks like that's how we conclude. I must say that it was a very unproductive day today. In fact, we should have just not been here. We are forced to come here because it's a normal committee program, and we don't expect that we'll have this problem. Otherwise, had I known, even as late as Friday, or even yesterday morning, we could have sent in cancellation notices to members, especially about the minister's absence. But this one from the board, it wasn't our decision or my decision alone to make. But I hope that next time we are not going to be subjected to this, because this is really very unproductive. We come here, we are angry, we express our anger and our disappointment. But at the end of the day, if people already have developed attitude, they will persist. But I can assure you, not with our committee. If this is how you are going to treat this committee, you must know that then you are not going to succeed. Because we know what we are here for. We know why we have been elected. We are leaders who have been elected to come here to represent the people, to do what is right for the people of this country. And we are not going to be undermined by anybody. It doesn't matter who that person is. Everybody come and account to Parliament. That's what we are here for. That's the job. That's our job. So I can assure you, if anybody is going to have a different view, then you know that you are wrong. You are in the wrong space. Because we are going to insist on doing our job here. And we are going to do our job. So just rest assured, if there is that inkling in your thinking that thinking is wrong, we are going to hold everybody accountable, the executive, those who account to this committee, to this parliament. They must know that they will be accountable. So this is how we conclude, members. I'm very sorry that we didn't do anything productive today. I hope
you've mentioned something about the Auditor General. Would it be possible that you invite him to come? Because if there's a matter that is bearing on their opinion, they should be here to answer for themselves.
Who are you? You don't even introduce yourself. You just speak off the record. What's wrong?
My apologies. My name is David Lifuzo. Good morning, members. Honorable members. Good morning, Chair. I'm saying you've made a statement that you've been corresponding with Auditor General. I'm requesting that if there is a matter that has a bearing on the Auditor General, he should also be invited in this meeting to clarify any matters that the committee may deem necessary. Because I think it's very important.
So you now want to tell us how to do our job. So we are being lectured here on how must we conduct the affairs of this committee. You see, this is the type of attitude that leads us to this. You see, if we've got a member of the board who just interject the chair when we're closing the meeting, and wanting to lecture us how to do our job, this is exactly the problem that you are sitting with, my brother. This attitude of thinking that you know it all, you can come and tell us how to do our things. If we think that the AG is necessary to come, we'll ask them to come. But we have taken a view here to want to the board to come and explain to us about the decision that the board has taken. So I'm really requesting you that it must be the last time you address members of parliament like you are doing now, telling them what to do. You must come here and account. You mustn't tell us how to run our affairs here as the committee. This kind of attitude is the kind of attitude that is, we are here because of this thing. Exactly this attitude. So, we will take it that was just an unmandated comment by a member of the board, which is unnecessary and unhelpful to us. So we'll close the meeting, and we're meeting. We don't have a meeting. Oh, we're meeting tomorrow at 12 to get to adopt the committee report, joint committee report with agriculture. Okay. Tomorrow at 12, the committee secretary is looking for a venue. We will issue out the invite tomorrow. But as agreed last week in the joint meeting, I did consult with the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, and we agree that tomorrow we'll finalize the report. So we did discuss the report, so we don't expect that the meeting will take more than 30 minutes tomorrow. Okay. Thank you very much, members. The meeting is adjourned.
Is there a way I can get a copy of the minister's report that she was going to
Errol?
Surely, I mean, it's given to me now to be on the record, right?
Well, hi.